Smile. 90.4 FM.
We thought we'd get a hold of Ilyaz's teacher, Mrs. Saudi. Emma Saudi, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm very good, thank you.
This is not your first day of school. You've been at it since Monday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And how's it going? Are you settled in? Are you ready for the rush this morning?
Absolutely ready. Excited to see the new ones. Fall in love with a whole new class.
Have you been a grade one teacher now for, I don't know how long have you been one?
I've been at Plumstead Prep for 5 years.
5 years?
But a teacher for a long time.
Yeah. And has it always been grade one?
Pardon?
Has it always been for grade ones?
Plumstead Prep, always grade one, yes.
Is it? Is it your favorite bunch? Yeah. I mean, how do you deal with the nerves, the first day nerves?
Lots of cuddles for the little ones that cry. But normally by the grade one, they're okay. They settle in quickly.
On day one already, you think?
Yeah. Lots of them come from grade R, so they're more settled than the new ones.
Yeah, so they're used to the formality of a classroom, I suppose. The academic year starts today. Any expectations? How do you feel about it?
Nervous and excited. We never know what little treasures we're getting. Hopefully they're all fabulous.
Mm.
And if not, we'll get them there.
I'm sure you sound like the kind of confidence that I would want in a grade one teacher. Is there a particular memory that stands out for you? Was there one particular grade one at some point in time that you go, I'll never forget that kid for some reason?
Yes, it's a special needs one that take my heart away.
Oh.
There was one little one that the teacher left because of him. And then I got him halfway through the year. And I got to keep him for a year and a half. And he's so special. Yeah, definite memories. We used to rub our heads and rub our feet. Special but lovely.
Oh, that is sweet, man. And today, obviously, the big, I think the most exciting thing for kids, other than being taken to school in a sports car, of course, is what's in the lunchbox. How do they handle the whole formal time to eat scenario in grade one? Are they okay with that usually?
In grade one, we bring them in and let them eat at the table. And then we talk about their healthy lunches and what they should be having. And we make sure they're really, really quiet so they don't choke on their food. Yeah.
So you've got to be trained in the Heimlich maneuver as well. Mr. Saudi, all the best for the academic year 2020. Through little Ilyaz is going to be one of your charges this morning. Take good care of him.
I've seen him already and already given him a cuddle.
Breakfast. Sestot Nyeha. Nyeha. Big Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.